Blog Talk Radio.
I used to like to walk the straight and narrow line. I used to think that everything was fine. Sometimes I'd sit and gaze for days through ceaseless streams, all alone and trapped in time. All alone and trapped in time. I wonder what tomorrow has in mind for me, or am I even in its mind at all? Perhaps I'll get a chance to look ahead and see, soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Well, tell me where I'm going. I don't know where I've been. Tell me, won't you tell me, and then tell me again. My heart is breaking, my body's aching, and I don't know where to go. So tell me, won't you tell me.
Oh,
Oh, man.
Journeyman here on Psychic Eggman Talk Radio, here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, guys. How you doing? How's everybody up and down? I don't know what on those crazy days, up and down, so I don't know. So let's get started with the show here. It's called The Missing Spiritual Link Tuesday. We're talking about Atlantis, as always. On Tuesdays, it's Atlantis Day, and we're trying to put some things in. So if you want to kind of give your own theory on the whole situation, because it seems like everybody does, and that's one of those things where we just want to get everybody's opinions on there and go over the whole thing and, you know, kind of share, put some insights into the whole thing, and maybe even blast a couple out of the water, okay? So, right now, also, we have a thing going on right now. We're going to do some free past life reads, too. And for the 10th caller, we're going to give a 60-minute reading away. Also, donations, if you want to donate to the show, please do so. For every donation, thank you very much. There's no minimum, nothing like that. Just throw it out there. It's one of those things right now. I got this lot of fun going on because I'm trying to get the hell out of Ohio. And I hate to say it that way, but Ohio just isn't going to be sitting with me and rubbing me the right way. So I just want to get the heck out of here. So we try the Colorado fun to get back home. Help me get home and have to support the show and keep going and that kind of thing, because we like to bring subjects and all kinds of things to the show. And we also got Block TV right now that we're streaming live, and we also are on Ustream. So we're just trying those all those formats open. So therefore, if you'd like to donate the show, please do so. And for everybody who has, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Oh, let's see here. We got some other things going on, too. I could just find them. Let's see here. Also, the situation, guys, go check out Straight Talk. Straight Talk cell phone. It's a really cool place, okay? It's Straight Talk. Visit their website, straighttalk.com, or give them a call, 1-877-430-CELL, or that's 355. Pretty good smoke. I got a phone on my set for $55, and that's a plan and everything. And it's actually $45 a month, and it's unlimited everything. Texting, internet, minutes, the whole thing. Like 11 cents, you can call Europe a minute, you know. So it's really cool stuff. So check them out, straighttalk.com, or call them at 1-877-430-2355. Okay, and my favorite thing I talk about here is Hemisync CDs. go to the website and check these out, man. These are really cool CDs. I like these things because they really helped me out a lot, and they've helped me out quite a bit, which I just want to start doing those things again, too. Kind of got away from it with busy stuff and scheduling stuff. So if you want to check HemiSync CDs, go to Hemi. Go to www.hemisync.com. Or give them a call at 541-248 or 442-638-692. Also, with the situation, I'll just put out there, guys, these are really good CDs, helpful, that kind of stuff. The technology helps you to work, it basically helps both hemispheres of your brain together, which will give you focus and concentrate. Check things out. I suggest that you go to the website because they actually have similar. Actually downloads instead of just buying the CDs, you can actually get the MP3 downloads. Check those out. Also, I also have CDs working with these. These are supplemental CDs. To tell you up front, this is www.brainlink.com. They're really cool too, so check out that. Go to the website at www.brainsync.com. Check them out because they all say the same thing. And I was trying to, well, okay, yes. It's one of those situations where, check them out, go on the website, get MP3 download as well. We have $5 cheaper than the CDs themselves, so check. And I also have samplers, I think, too, as well. You can also go in on BrainSync and have a media player that you can download. No, I'm sorry, that's HemiSync. Anyway, if you go to Brain, they actually have free downloads. You can get every month. We have a what do you call those things? Don't you hate it when you kind of get it out of their head and you just get it out? The situation is, it's like on HemiSync, they have a media player that you can download that actually enhances the CDs the way they're supposed to be played. What's so cool about it is, I downloaded that and it actually downloads all the music in your computer down through that media player automatically, so therefore you can play everything through it, and it really does make a difference in the enhancement of the music. So check that out. It's really cool. And give them a call too at BrainSync at 1-800-444-792 or 1-800-444-SYNC. Or you can also call them through at 541-488-7870. So check them out. Like, I got the CDs and everything else. I guarantee you they will definitely make a difference in your life because they sure have me, and I've certainly been able to focus on a lot of things and working out and that kind of stuff. Just freaking drives me crazy. But every time I have a problem or a migraine or like that, the first thing I want to reach for is my CDs and my aspirins. Not saying I don't pull out my freaking ibuprofen from time to time because migraines can get really bad, because doing a show 5 days a week and then doing 2 shows on Friday and Saturday and Wednesday night too as well, it can be a little overwhelming, that kind of stuff. But I guarantee that if you have a really active scheduled day, a lot of stress and that kind of going on, so I suggest that you actually check out these CDs. They've helped me out more than anything else, more than any kind of Tylenol. And it's actually cheaper, but once you buy the CD, you have it. You know, Tylenol has a tendency to help, and these CDs don't. You can also download it into your computer, and you can actually make copies of it, so therefore you always have one. And you can get with you no matter you want to, so check that out as well. And I'm sitting here going over some things. I really want to do some really intense reading today, guys, so please give a call in here and give me a chance to do what I love to do. And also, I suggest if you want to, we do past life readings, palm readings if you have a webcam. Also, if you're here locally. Also, tarot card readings, angel card readings. The angel card readings are 7, 5, and 3 spreads. They're actually called pyramid spreads, foundation pyramid spreads. It is, you start out with 7 cards, which is your foundation. Then you put down another 6 cards on top of that, another 5 cards, 4, 3, 2, so you get to the top, which is called a pyramid. And we call them foundation pyramid spreads. So therefore, it's just 7 cards. It's actually close to 36 cards, something like that. I'm not really sure exactly what it is, but it's really good because actually the cards within the deck itself, also in the reading on the pyramid does always has 3 cards touching each other, which I thought was intense because as I was doing this spread years ago, it seemed like it's basically really evolved into something cool, because when you do the 7 card reading, it also gives you insights to your chakras too. So let's check it out. What do you say? So give us a call here. And if you want to get a private reading with me, which I suggest that you do so, because my readings are usually between 60 to 90 minutes. For people who call the show, only $65. Okay? It's usually $99. If you go to my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, you'll see the prices and that stuff. And I tell everybody, don't let the prices, you know, make you go anywhere else. Price is a place to start. If you have a deal or something you want to bring to the table, something you want to offer, please do so. I haven't turned anybody down. And with the past life readings and that kind of stuff, great tools to really help you out with situations and that kind of stuff. Maybe even help you to figure out why you're attracting a certain guy that you think you've been with many lifetimes, when it could be the idea that it's taken that long to come to the realization that you let him go. Four lifetimes is long enough, I think. So give us a call, 740-601-9835. Now, we do have another number, 740-601-1057, but right now it's temporarily out of service, but it will be back. One more person comes by this freaking house with a freaking mufferless vehicle, I swear I'm going to shoot him off the freaking wall. Gee, I was going somewhere with that. I'm almost tempted to shut the window because I was trying to mayor coming in here. And so also situation two, guys, we need some sponsorship here. So if somebody wants to sponsor the show and they like the idea of the format of what we're doing here, I'm actually in the process of getting a book together too. And if anybody wants to help me and collaborate, now, I wouldn't say we're collaborating. I'm actually looking for somebody to work with me on the book. I already have the information. It's just the idea of putting the format and getting some ideals on exactly how to do that. Because we're going to try to actually publish it, you know, publish it. Because I think it's a really great book. I think it's going to be really fantastic once it hits the bookshelves, because it's just really insightful and deep with the situation, what relationships are all about. Which it seems like some people just can't get it through their heads. The idea of what love is when you love somebody and you get it back. It's a circle, a cycle. And the whole thing like that, because we have Christians are talking about, you know, people talk about the spiritual thing, about the circle. It's just a circle. It's just a circle. They don't want to look any deeper into the whole thing. It's not actually fine eating. And that's not good. And I'm not going to say Christians. I'm going to say people who have a tendency to sit there and be religious fanatics who want to jump up and throw us around and kick us against the wall and say we're all Satan worshippers and that kind of stuff. And we're actually trying to bring people back to the ideal of what God and Jesus and angels are all about in the first place. And so therefore we're leading people back to their path that they were chosen in the first place, which was a contract between them and God. I don't see how that can be really a problem, do you? I don't know. It's one of the traditions. I like to say tonight, we're going to get to our topic here, talking about Atlantis. Atlantis has been known in times with situations, stories, and collaborations of looking at Atlantis as being the Garden of Eden. Because it actually says in Plato's version about they were part God, part human. Now, when we sit and look at the situation, you see the Olympian gods, they were always looked at gods too, and I think what we have to do is we have to sit back, pull ourselves back, and say, you know, something with the situation we're looking at here is the ancient people always wanted to put God on the freaking title, you know? But when you start to look at the situation and what it really all about, it could be part angel, part human, which would give you the idea about Atlantis. But I think Plato had a really good story, but I also think he put a little bit more in there to take away from the human race, to make it look more credible. And actually a storyline. I think he actually heard the story. The story is true, but he wanted to throw a little twist to the whole thing. So he started putting gods and half god and half human and that kind of stuff in there. And they were warlords who were going to attack Athens and all that kind of stuff. When I think the Atlanteans were so comfortable with the situation and the lifestyle they had and that kind of stuff. What's the point of attacking and attacking? I mean, that to me is a person who's trying to write a story because they want to be dramatic. And they want people to sit there and look at their stuff. They have a good story. They have a good philosophy, so they're going to put a little twist on it. So therefore, some people will actually look at it. And then kind of get a going with this situation. So you can see what I'm saying. So, I actually have some callers online. So, this call is on. I got to say, on each, at least once or twice a week on our show, to bring one into the chat into the queue and do a full reading for them. Okay. So we're going to bring on our guest. So hold on a second. We're going to point out some stuff. Our first guest, Jolynn. She's going to get a 7-card angel, so we're going to sit here and go over the whole thing and bring her on the air right now. Joellen.
Hello.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. You know, your phone's cutting in and out. It's kind of hard to hear you.
Well, see, one thing you have to understand about situations of when you're using a lot of energy and you are using that kind of thing, it really messes up your equipment. So I have no, because I tell everybody, I can hear you clearly. I can hear you fine. It's just everything else. I mean, I could say I don't like Skype.
Oh, you're using Skype?
Yeah, so the reason I use Skype is I'm actually running right now on Ustream, and we're also on Blog TV. We're actually running video for live television. We're doing the show, so what I have to do is I have speakers, and I have to use Skype so I can actually run the music and everything and all the audio to the speakers, so everybody on Blog TV, also on Ustream, can hear. So it can drive you nuts. Why can't I have a real radio show, tap real television? So, on its way. So, Joelle, can you tell us something about yourself?
I live in Chicago.
I'm sorry. Hey, Oprah, you know, Oprah's got her little thing. If she's there, it can't be bad, right?
It's not so bad.
Because I actually do go, I don't care what you all say.
I like Oprah.
I think she's like one of those people that's, she's got lots of money, she's very famous, but she also seems to be pretty much down to earth. And she's also pretty honest, because I've actually seen her. You can actually look sometimes, and you can tell some of the guests you don't like. But she's still sociable. She sits here, talks to people. She understands the whole thing. I think that's kind of cool. You can't find people that are that honest, to tell you the truth.
Hmm.
Do you disagree?
I'm not sure how honest you can be on television.
You can be as honest as you want. It's just the ideal of not falling into this rat race that I call people think you can say or do. Because see, they're going to tell you. Oprah, I've seen Oprah. She does a lot of stuff behind the scenes, that kind of thing. Yeah, she does. I mean, I'm just saying, when she's around people, yeah, she's sociable. But maybe it's just me. Maybe it's the idea of being psychic and that kind of thing. Maybe I read into the whole thing that I feel like she's the most person I've ever seen on television. I'll put it like that. Because, I mean, I'm sorry, did you catch one episode where she brought all the stuff out and she was giving things about, I think it was tips on Christmas and that kind of stuff. It wasn't a Christmas show. And there's these three people in the audience that when she started doing this, they were hoping it was. And you could see how angry they was on the camera. It was really funny, too. And, I'm trying to figure this thing out. What I was trying to say when I was talking to you before, like, with the subject doing this ring, just the idea of having an ideal exactly what you've been focusing on lately.
What have I been focusing on?
Yeah, I got a couple questions out there to say.
Well, I guess one of the questions is, there's a fella that I met the other night, and so I'm wondering if he's interested or if it's going to go anywhere. Or if I need to initiate and make the phone call myself.
Mm-hmm. Hello, dear. Let's see here. Oh, I mean, I have a shoulder. It's really driving me nuts. So Okay, let's do these angel readings real quick here, okay? I want you to sit here and do one thing. I'm going to shuffle these cards. All I need you to do is tell me when to stop shuffling. And don't do like my friend did. Sitting there and she was talking and stuff. I said, when to stop shuffling. And now I was just shuffling and shuffling and shuffling. I'm like, are you going to tell me when to stop pulling these cards? And she goes, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Oh.
Well, my fingers wore out too, buddy.
All right. Well, let me see.
Remember, it's free, so you can let it up as long as you want.
All right, well, stop now.
Okay. I work for a company called Keen and another company called Orandom, and I'm hoping to be working for Psychic Source and California Psychics, and I hope they are listening out there because I can give them a lot of free advertisement. So, okay, with the situation, would you like me to cut this deck?
Say that again.
Would you like me to cut the deck or leave it the way it is?
Let's cut it once.
Okay. Okay, no problem. No, I work for these companies. I'm restricted with their guidelines and rules. So when I'm doing this, there are guidelines or rules. We just sit there and wing it and we can come up with and the whole thing. And we've had a lot of people come on and go, I've been waiting for a long time. Could you hurry it up? I'm like, no. We're going to take it as long as it takes because people, when there are problems, situations like that, take more than 10 minutes. You know, the one thing I feel like with the situation, you're talking about this guy. What's his name now?
Shane.
You know, I feel like you've been patient with the situation.
Pardon?
I feel like you've been very patient with this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm losing microphones here. All right, let's try it again. So the cards come up and say, spread your wings. It's like, almost like I keep getting this impression, patient long enough, and it says clear your space. Okay, now if you want to look at the situation, now the two cards I got the most was patient, clear your space. Now the patient card is talking about Archangel Jael. Your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize, but still, they need nurturing. Patience, because sometimes it's kind of crazy when we start falling into place really quickly that we think we need to, you know, stop doing the work. So we just, and then everything starts falling apart when basically what happened, we just stopped doing, you know, the formations and that kind of stuff. And then I have another card, like I said before, is clear your space, which is also Archangel Jophiel, which says get rid of clutter, clear the energy around you. And it says use feng shui. Now, feng shui to me is the idea of just the situation of clearing up old energy and bringing the new. Now, a lot of people have a tendency to do, I've done this myself too. I do things like this. I use sage. Now, people have actually used the dragon's blood and something like charcoal. I usually sage, get white sage. And actually, you can do that too. So it's just a walk around your home, clearing out the energy, open the windows, get things going. The situation with this guy, I just feel like almost like you just sit there and really clear that out.
Say that again. I need to do what?
You need to clear that out. I think this person is not really a blessing to you at the moment, and only can be for a while now. It seems like he's working through some situations of his own, and it seems like he's got his own inner conflict.
His so own what? Sense.
His own conflict within himself.
Oh.
I also get this impression with two children.
What?
I said, I forget what I said. Oh, shoot. I'm trying to focus here. No, you cannot par these. No. Misty, I'm going to do a show here. So, hey, tell my daughter who's with me for my headset. Are you there?
Yeah, I just, you cut in and out, so I hear part of what you say.
Well, I was saying, did you hear me? I said, my daughter's here. She's trying to tell my headset.
Oh.
So, give me two. Missy, I swear you are a pain in the butt. That's live. That's just, I think I heard. So, Joellen, hold on for just 2 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Okay, anybody can hear me out there?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Cool. Thank you. Sorry, guys. My daughter has this tactic, just none. Whoever said, once your kids become of age and that kind of stuff, and you say, everyone, didn't know what we were talking about. Okay. So, can you hear me better now?
Not much.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're freaking... Okay, now. Is that any better?
No, it really isn't.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, this is driving me nuts. How about now?
I don't know. Why don't you try saying a few more things and I could check?
Okay, no problem. I'm going to say a few more things. I was sitting there looking. I said, two children. I got a really connection with two children.
With me?
Yes, with you.
Oh, okay. Great.
Okay.
Okay.
What does that mean? I'm sitting there going, okay.
Where's that what does that mean?
Yes.
Well, it means nothing right now.
Okay. So how old are you? Well, maybe I shouldn't ask you how old you are. Kind of will be blunt. But take a deep breath and say, could you give me your birthday, please?
It's March 31st.
March 31st. So you are a Pisces.
No, I'm an Aries.
Of course. You know, then you're very emotional. I will give you the scent about Aries and temperament. I'll say temperament because I feel like your temper has four levels. And trying to figure this one out. You got some activity over there, huh?
Oh, it's Chicago.
It's Chicago, okay. I was actually in Chicago for a while. Anyway, I got two children with you. I got daughters. I feel like the situation, before it's over with, so I feel like you will have to. They're very close. Some people would sit there and probably pick up when you're having twins, but not me. I just see this connection with two children. I feel like you've had some problems in the past. Does that make sense?
What?
Oh, I just feel like there's been, God, I keep miscarriages.
No.
You really have some spirits around you, and I don't know what it is. There's just this two girls around you. It could also be, you know, it's one of those things when we used to do this, because I'm getting really irritated with all the freaking internet with Mercury and this freaking communicational problem, being it out there. But the one thing I pick up the most is children, and I have two girls around you. And like I said, when I usually pick up on that, there's usually a miscarriage or something. I wish I was, like, really focusing on the situation, and I get back to a past life, if that's not what the case is. You're supposed to have two daughters. I'm just, you know, what keeps coming to me.
Okay.
Now, I still feel like it's going to happen. See, I usually look at the situation, do palm readings and that kind of stuff, looking at someone's hand, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at your right hand, to get a clarification of you, just take a look at the set. There's a section on your hand. It's between your heart line and your pinky. And that's the line that comes off the side, the line that comes across your palm, which is usually, it comes up and points toward either your middle finger or your pointing finger, and then it goes across your palm, down the side, right beneath your Mercury finger, which your Mercury finger is your pinky.
Okay.
Okay. Now, to do that, you'll see how many lines is there, which usually indicates how many kids you're going to have.
Okay. with work?
Work is one of those things of focusing the job right now. I feel like it's going to come in.
Pardon?
No, I feel like it's coming in about June. But the one thing I keep getting the most is focusing on blessings, which is the ideal. You're a gifted person, so therefore you should be focusing on self-employment. Starting a business of your own. This is a good year for that. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that, yeah. I don't feel safe to do self-employment.
Well, see, that's the one thing about the situation of spirituality and working with the situation of getting balance within your life between spiritual and the physical. You'll understand that why people start focusing and start being directed towards self-employment, because that's the way it works. That's the north. See, that's the way thing is. Right now, this freaking world is screwed up about work for other people. Realizing if you go back to Jesus' day, the only difference between Jesus' day and now is the slaves get paid. They get insurance. So it's the ideal of breaking free of that chain. I've always believed everybody comes here, and your life purpose is to find a service to give back, to give of yourself. Okay, that's what I feel about the situation, and I feel like with you. I understand the ideal security, but security does not lie in working for another company, because if that company, or you walk in and a person doesn't like the way your hair looks, they get fired. But see, when you're self-employed, it's all about you, and that's the scary part. It's all about you, you know, what you do, your decisions, and that kind of stuff. Once you get to the point of being spiritual, working with your guides and angels, of understanding what it's all about, listening to that guidance, it will always lead you in the right direction, so you'll always be successful. But it's the idea of what success means. I mean, people who are millionaires, you can go that way. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you shouldn't. But it's also, it's like this situation. You know, a lot of people I've seen who are really happy and millionaires are constantly doing something. They have a lifestyle. They're not collecting money for money's sake. And then the people who do collect money for money's sake are scared that someone's going to take it because they're focusing and thinking about it too much. So when you look at your situation, the blessing that situation I'm working on, even if you see, people don't realize sometimes the idea of a career is the same thing as self-employment, because you're focusing on what you feel like you should give back. So if you feel like you should work for healthcare, being a nurse and that kind of stuff, and things are going on, then you do that.
Okay.
Okay, that's service, and you're still working for other people. But when you know for a fact that when you put yourself in those kind of situations, you have more control because you are. You have more self-worth, which is your opinion about how you feel about yourself, not what people think about you. What is that beeping noise?
You know what? I actually have to go right now because I've got someone on the other line.
Oh, but that's what that beeping is, huh?
I thank you so much for my reading. I appreciate it.
You'll have a job in 2 weeks if you want.
What?
You'll have a job in 2 weeks if you really want it.
Well, I already have a job.
No, but there's another one coming.
Oh, well, that's great.
So,
okay,
you know,
well,
so, I'm
thank
just
you
saying,
very much.
I'm just saying, with opportunities to cross your lap, take consideration what they're all about, and tell your friend I said hi. I'm sorry I kept you for so long.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So this is our little situation real quick. We're trying to get things going on here, and it's like, well, my God, I'm done. Let's see. We've got callers on the line, so we're going to bring them on real quick here. Area code 803, how you doing?
Did you say
803? 803, it's Julie live. Tell her what she's won, John. I'm just kidding. But
Hey, I want to win that 60-minute reading. What are you talking about? I'm calling number 10, right?
Well, that's not bad. If no one else calls in the next 2 minutes, at least three other people call in the next. Okay, let's put it this way. As we're doing your reading for you, if nobody calls in and fills the queue up, at least five people, you will get the 60-minute reading.
That would be cool. Okay, I need nobody to call in now.
You know how it works, don't you? Everybody's going to start calling.
Yeah, everybody's going to start calling in now.
Plus, if there's anybody in the chat room right now who wants a reading, that kind of thing, just let us know. I'm going to be checking here periodically. I used to have a co-host here, and I don't know what happened. But I think I should give her a call and shut up, huh? Anyway, and because I've been kind of preoccupied, I have a friend of mine who's IM me through my Yahoo Messenger because she's having a little problems. Something's happening. I'm trying to figure out what it is. And it's one of those things where people go, how do you do that? I'm trying to do a reading here. I'm talking to her, and I'm also keeping everything maintained here on all this technical stuff too well. And people are like, wow. Okay, maybe it's wow, but, you know, it's one of those things sometimes you got to do. It drives you crazy. You don't sit there looking at the same cell, so don't worry. We're not trying to keep you busy until people call in and get the reading. I might just sit there and say to heck with it when we get down to your reading anyway. And just, okay, you know something? We need to work a little more, take at least 16. See, my session for like $55 for people call the show, when I say a 60-minute session, that's usually 60 to 90-minute session.
Oh, cool.
Well, you know, when I do this kind of thing, people say, well, you know, I paid for 60 minutes. I said, who cares? You just keep going. I said, to another hour, then I would hope and, you know, help. I would hope that people would understand that they should.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, I just forgot what I even said. All right.
Oh, goodness, you sound like me.
Well, it's one of those things. I'm trying to hold on because I don't think she realizes I'm doing my radio show. I told her earlier I was doing this radio show, but, you know, when it comes to friends, well, sometimes when it comes to situations, you feel a little distressed here, and I'm like, I don't like, I have a tendency to leave out words, which when you read it back, really makes me get in trouble. You know?
Well, your headpiece is kind of mad at you right now. It doesn't want you to take any readings, any calls.
Okay, no problem then.
No, but since I'm here.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah. I know how it is, though.
So just tell her that I will talk to her. I'm going to be back and forth. And I just wrote it the wrong way. Did you radio show that shot across the freaking Kansas? Now we're doing meteor showers. And I'm like, lose my freaking... Okay. Now, when you're sitting, you called in and you're going to want to ask some questions. So ask your question.
I just wanted to know how you see me doing financially.
That's size. That means I'm tired. That's not your financial problems. You know, those things. How do you feel about the situation, what you're doing? Because I don't think you're doing anything right now.
I'm a hairdresser.
Oh.
It's not very productive right now, though, but I'm thinking of changing careers.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking about a career transition here, aren't we? I think you're being... I felt like hair was good for me, but not anymore. So it's like I see you. Exit out of here, huh? I said, when I sit here on the phone, no, seriously, focus on the whole thing. I said, you know, I was telling the last lady, I was like, I was missing this and that and the other. You know, people have to bear with me right here because my daughter comes in and she starts begging for a microphone. She wants my headset so she can go downstairs and listen to music. So, in the process of thinking about it, I'm talking to my friend on Skype. Well, actually, I'm talking to my friend on my Yahoo Messenger. I'm talking to you. I want to do this reading. I'm focusing on this card because the first card I thought was blessings. It was cool, too. Because, you know, with the situation, less the idea of focusing on you. And last thing I was talking to her, she said she's scared to start her own business. And she's scared of self-employment. Most people are. And the reason they are is like security is working for somebody else. Now, anybody,
I wouldn't be scared.
What's that?
For some reason, I wouldn't be scared.
I know you would. But there are the ideals. Some people see, even in the situation of in situations of self-employment, we have a tendency to work for other people or work in situations because we do have this thing about ourselves. We like communion. We like working with other people. So we have a tendency to put ourselves in situations because we feel safe with people around us.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, but sometimes the situation, you have to look at things being safe and feeling that kind of security means you don't have security within yourself. So it's, yeah, ideal. Take a step and taking the time to do the work with yourself and say, okay, what's up? Because a lot of people I work with sit here and talk about relationships. Well, that last one didn't work. And then you sit here and look at it real deeply and you're asking yourself, why didn't it work? And the person didn't do the work, which is clear the clutter. So she wasn't judging the person because of what was being presented to her. She was judging it because she'd been through.
Hmm.
Okay. So you see the problem? You're not seeing the person who they are. So therefore, if you focus on that vision, sometimes what we do is we focus on the vision that this guy is going to become an abusive man. And what happens is our fear puts that man in a corner. Now, when you put people in a corner, what happens? They react like an animal does. Even a dog. Dog's best friend. Rephrase that one. Man's best friend, who can be the nicest dog on the corner, if you put him in a corner, he will react and bite you.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you take a man who's not an abusive man and you torture that man because you have your own issues, he has an abusive man because you can't see it for anything else because your eyes are clouded because of what you've been through. So you haven't cleared that up. And people are scared to death. Well, I have to hang on to that, don't I? Because I want to attract that. Well, let's go back to the law of attraction. It says whatever you think and focus on, you get. No matter if it's good or bad, it doesn't distinguish between the two. It just knows you're thinking about it. You're sending out that vibration and saying hello. And also with situations, too, if you're a loving, caring person, I've heard this before, women going, hey, you know something? I want to be with this man because I love him. Whoop-de-doo. And I hate to say it that way because it's more important. If a woman sits there and a guy, if you start focusing on, I love him, that's not my question. My question is, what's up with this dude? Why do you want to be him? It's not the simple way of saying, you shouldn't be that way. You sit there and look at the situation for what it is. Are you getting back putting out? Because if you're a loving, caring person, you're going to attract all kinds of people because you are a loving, caring person. And realistically, people are looking at that. Even the most dishonest people are still looking for people you can trust. So, you know, so therefore, the ideal, why does this guy love me? Or why does he want to be with me? Why would he want to be with you? So therefore, if you ask that question and you give that kind of answer, I think you think you sit there and, you should think about that yourself. Is that like not having confidence in yourself, so therefore you're putting it in somebody else, and that person's just not really holding, well, I guess you would sit there and say he's not really taking the ball.
Hmm.
So that thing, see, I'll give you an example, okay? About 3 years ago, I was engaged to a girl. Okay, I was so dead bent on the whole thing. I started doing the work, doing the affirmations, and writing my journal, getting back with this girl, and we actually got back with it twice. Okay?
Wow.
But in the process of looking at that thing, well, that's the reason I said doing past life readings, okay? Past life readings are past life regressions, whichever one you choose. One's a meditation, one's actually hypnosis, and one's where I do it for you. So whichever you're comfortable with, we'll do that. But I'm just saying, when you do that kind of thing, last week I was reading a poem on the air because I've written to this girl. And I've written about this poem. And I started the poems, and that was as I was reading. That was actually Wednesday, because Wednesday is actually our free angel reading roundtable, past life Wednesday. So we were talking about that whole thing. But when I looked in the poems, it's kind of amazing. When I started reading the poems, you could see it in the context of those poems. We'd been together many lifetimes. But it wasn't the ideal staying together, or why we couldn't stay together. It was more on the level of getting to the point of realizing it wasn't going to work, because in the context of reading those poems, I realized that she still lived the past.
Hmm.
So when you look at those things, you look at the people. If a person's talking about, you know, oh, well, you know, then I don't want to do this or not, because, you know, I was in this past relationship. And once you hear that term, it's time to turn around and hit the road.
Gotcha.
Now, blessings in your life is basically realizing, not trying to denounce God and angels and that kind of stuff, saying they're always guiding us and they're always giving us information to change things in our lives that we call miracles. When God and the angels are saying, okay, finally you got it. You're thinking, you're listening to the guidance that's coming through you. You pick the phone up, pick the prayer, hello, and we hear an answer for you, and then you said, cut the line. When they're trying to say, no, not left, I said right. And that's the point, you know, listening to the guidance, and people go, hey, listen to guidance. Listen to the term. If you hear the term is, I'm tired of second guessing myself. See, we already know what we should be looking to, which is the first that comes to our mind in the midst of making a decision. Because angels and God and everybody else, they don't wait, and boom, there it is. It even says Bible, I know before you ask. So why would we think it's the second thing when we know for a fact it's the first thing? Because we already have a terminology saying, I'm tired of second guessing myself, so we already know. So we need to list ourselves sometimes and fit and go, wow, did I say that? So you see the situation? That's what I'm saying with relationships and that kind of stuff. With the, and you're probably saying, what's it got to do with finance? Everything, and if we was working with the angel called the angel of living relationships. Now, if you notice what it says, it doesn't say romantic relationship. It says loving relationships. That means every person that you meet, even if it's only for 2 minutes, is a small, it's a relationship of some kind. Okay?
True.
So you was looking at that whole thing. The way you deal with life, the way you deal with everybody else in your life also has a tendency to play a part in how you deal with your significant other. Most people, if you see some people out there and they're lying to everybody, or you know them pretty well, and you go, wow, man, this guy, something wasn't true. So therefore, I would think, then, why is he not telling me? You're a guy in your life who's being nice to you, but he's treating everybody else like crap. Think about that, too. Because if a man... Because my friend looked at me, she goes, you treat me real asshole. Do you treat everybody like that? I said, yes, I do. Why do I feel like that? Because I'm a caring, loving person. So therefore, I treat everybody the same way. Now, there are some people I do get them. Now, there are some people who get on my nerves, like mother. My mother, you know, I think we've all been down this road with a mother. This. And we do get irritated with that. But at the same time, we still love our mother and that kind of thing. So we just pretend to go, we can do it. Deal with yourself. But she wants to do it for you. She wants to hold you up, and then you know, she wants to stand on your own 2 feet when she's actually been standing on your own feet and you just can't get to her. But the situation I saw with you, the blessing card came out first. That's a cool thing. Because the blessing card is basically saying blessings, or some people call it, oh, I just had a miracle. I said, no, I call it right thinking. You're working negative, and if you sit here, and I always tell people when things are happening real good, let's try it again. When things start happening, and now they're better, look back how you used to think when those bad things were happening. Try not to repeat that. So the blessing, you see, I've always seen this way. It's like with relationships. You got a bad relationship, and somewhere down the line, there's something with you that you need to work on. Even if it's just the idea of realizing that you are better than the person you're with, you still have to look at yourself and realize that. So we sit and go, what's that got to finances? Well, we're trying to track more money. And the best way to do that, realistically, is to love what you do and to love yourself. Or therefore, you can't do that. Because you know, there's people making big hourly wages, but they're miserable. And they still seem to be struggling week to week. Yeah, if you ever listen to them too, they're sitting there going, I need to make this amount of money to pay these bills, and that's all they think about. And that's all they ever get. They never get past that because why? They're not thinking past that. They're just thinking and basically manifesting the same stuff over and over and over again. And then they want to sit there and say, well, yeah, that one thing, thinking positive for 5 minutes, didn't work. If you're going to start, if you've been thinking negative for 10 years, at least give it 5 for the positive, okay?
I'm with you on that.
So let me ask you a question. What is your first name? For some reason, I've kind of like, you got to forget people. I do readings and stuff. I forget people's names because I'm focusing on the information and stuff. And I see people for what they are, which is your spirit, who you are, which is not usually your name.
My name is Dara.
Dara?
Uh-huh.
What an interesting name. I like unique names that I can't pronounce. But
you actually did it good.
Thank you. But I'm just saying with the situation, you have 2 children?
I have 3.
You have 3? Why would they emphasize on the 2?
Well, 2 of them are older and 1 is only 7. So two of them, one's 18 and one's 16.
Hold on for 1 second. I'm trying to focus here.
Okay.
it's one of those things that, yeah, so like I said before, pistol and two children. I get that they're close. And then we have the one who seems to, that's what I get. I guess she, so, I mean, if you're the youngest one male, which I don't feel like he is.
And kind of,
okay, let's rephrase this. Okay, so you have so the youngest one that you said is seven is a son, right?
He is.
Okay. I don't know why we put it that way, but he must be sensitive. He must be, I mean, I would classify the kid as a crystal child because it seems like he has those eyes, and some people say indigo children, but see, indigo children are like in a certain period.
He has
and then
huge
we,
eyes.
Huh?
He has huge eyes.
Okay, he sees right through people. Seems like he's very intuitive too as well.
He
but
was?
See, when we say, he's very intuitive.
He is. I think all three of them are.
He's very hyper.
Yeah.
Bounce off the wall. Now, when some people look at the situation, why would they call them crystal children? The one thing we usually emphasize on is what? We send energy to crystals. Crystals have energy. And how we use those things, the idea of channeling that energy themselves, which is like a crystal. So we have the crystal children. So we finally figured that's the one thing. It's just one of those things. There's a lady out there named Doreen Virtue. She got a couple of books on soul children. Check it out. I'm just saying, the more you get to know the situations, the more you can deal with your child. I'm not thinking, but there are some days. Whew. Okay. I need a vacation. A lot more than you like to think. You know, I'm just like freaking out with the situation because I'm like, okay. Because it's like, you need to do that. Because, you know, seriously, when we sit here and go, okay, people want to hear, I want a job, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I understand that. And sometimes when it comes to situations of changing things, it's the idea of changing oneself to get different outcomes, which means focusing on, so I mean, we talk about chakra clearing, talk about auras and that kind of stuff, not realizing that if we've been through hurt and pain and that kind of stuff, first thing we got to sit there and think and do is that when we sit there and look at the topic and say, I never want to be hurt again, then you might as well move to another planet. Because in the situation of learning and learning not to do things and learning to divert them and go around them and that kind of stuff, it's the ideal we get hurt. Now, if we keep continuously getting hurt, then you're not listening to what's being taught to you. I feel like the same thing with you. It's called I feel like they're talking about the employment. You seem like you have no problem.
Huh?
I feel like with self-employment.
Self-employment? What about it?
You should be focusing on a business of yourself.
Well, do you have any idea what kind?
Oh, shoot. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out how it's about 1 minute. All right. Because I was saying, see, what it's saying to you is all the stuff you've been through and all that stuff is clear the space. One more person gets a call over, fucking tell them I'm going to shoot them. It's just like, the reason I said it because it's like you have a beep, like someone's calling in on the call. You know, sometimes it's situation, I want people to understand this one. If you don't answer the phone right now, you're not going to lose a friend. You're not going to lose a family member. Not like, they'll call back, I promise. No, seriously, that was the hardest thing I had to learn. I had a lady call me one day, and she goes, you're not answering your phone. I said, no, I'm not. You're right, I'm not answering my phone. I'm not answering my phone because I don't feel like talking to anybody right now. And for some reason, we've gotten this society where we think we have to do things. Answer the door, answer the phone, and do things. When if you're not in a good place right now where you don't feel like doing that, the best thing to do, and the best thing to do for everybody else, and trust me, this because I'm put in situations where people go, you know, something, I feel like you care about me more and you're leaning on, and I'm sort of going, you don't push me because you're going to find out exactly how I feel about you at this point. And the person pushed me, and pushed me, and pushed me, and I don't want to tell you how I really feel. Oh, so you have deep feelings for me? Yes, I do, but I don't think they're the things you're thinking they are.
So
I'm just saying, I want you to be honest with yourself. Because people ask me this all the time. What am I supposed to do with self-employment? See, in the process of coming here and trying to fix your services to the world, it's a learning experience. It's part of your journey. So therefore, it's not the idea we can't tell you. It's just that we don't have it because it's something that you discover about yourself. Now, the thing they keep telling me is it's the idea of focusing on, this is the key, the more you love what you do, the more you attract people to you and all the things you want. Yeah. So it's like looking at yourself and going, okay, what do I love to do that I get into a business? And then do that. My mom's been one of those people who's the opposite, which is kind of funny, man. If you listen to people who go to church and Christians and that kind of stuff, you think they would try to put themselves in businesses of service. Well, they think they are. I'm going to sell used jeans and make tons of money. Now, if you listen to the statement, what's really been emphasized on is the ton of money. Not, I want to really give people a good service and some jeans, because I love comfortable jeans. I love comfortable jeans. See, they're doing it because they want to make money. Or those businesses usually have a tendency to, my mom had done two or three businesses that just went down the tubes because, first of all, she never really gave it a lot of thought on exactly how it was going to take, what you needed to put into it. But, and there's a ton of stuff out there. I'll tell you that right now. There's free websites. And sure, you have to invest money into them. But what's so good about some of these websites is the idea of Blog Talk Radio and forums like that where you can actually do something but attach the website to it as well. So before you get traffic, and then people start seeing who you are and that kind of stuff. And then it's kind of a great thing. But it's also the idea of leaving your mind open because there are a lot of sites out there. Yola site's the one I got. It's a free. If you go on my webpage and look at it, I got to work myself. And I didn't pay for it. It was just a lot of work and energy and a lot of finding this and the other and that kind of stuff.
Okay, well, you know what? You know what else interests me? Okay, so tell me, what do you think about Atlantis? Do you really think that it's gone, or do you think it's somewhere deep down in Africa or somewhere up in Australia under some, or wherever it was in the first place? Because I'm not educated on that. But what do you think it is?
So you actually called and asked a question about Atlantis, huh?
I really didn't, but I was reading your chat room, and they want to hear something about Atlantis, so they say. That's why.
I do feel like Atlantis does exist. I did say
does
exist.
I know it does.
Yes, because I was sitting down a friend of mine, and I said this a couple times where we talk about Atlantis. My biggest input is doing past life things, and I've actually done readings for some people that I saw was part of the six, and there could also be six to eight people that actually went to Egypt and started and basically motivated the Egyptians to create the culture they had. And so we had a show in Khufu, who was actually the one that supposed to do the Great Pyramid as one of the last Atlanteans.
Well, tell me, where do you think Atlantis is now then?
Well, the one thing I was focusing on with people is you notice all these scientists keep saying we think we've Atlantis in Iceland and Ireland and, you know, and what's that other one? Australia and China and Japan and at the tip of Florida and all that stuff. I said, my theory is they're all right. Because, see, we're talking about a massive civilization. We're also talking about a massive continent between the North America and Africa. What actually was so huge that the ocean didn't exist as we see it today, as the Atlantic. It was a big landmass, so, you know, you would see North America and Africa, but the waterways you would see would be something like England, like the English Channel. So you're on land, but you can also see land. But there's this massive water between the two. And so what we're picturing here is a big continent, and the Atlantic goes just like that, where if you're on this continent, you go to the other side where North America is, you can still see North America, but there's this huge mass between the two of you. You know, like Lake Erie or something. Those are huge water masses, but they're fresh water. But you look at the situations, and I was saying, my philosophy is the main Atlantis that we all talk about, the city of Atlantis, was in the Mediterranean, in an island called Crete, okay? Which if you sit and do the history on Crete, and you look at the island itself, there's only a ring, like a sea left of it. It was a massive volcano exploded, and destroyed the whole island. I mean, wiped everything clean to what you see now, just that little rim. And it's what's happened is it's built itself back over thousands of years. The impression I got when I sat and read Plato had a tendency to, he's writing a story. He also wants people to read his story. So I feel like the story that he read, that you read and that kind of stuff, is a true story, a little bit of twist from him, where we have things like they were going to attack Athens. And I sit here and say, okay, you had a good story going there, man, but then you kind of threw it off. People are sitting there going, well, if this war, like, and the armies and that kind of stuff. Well, look, there's like countries and armies and kind of stuff that never go to war. It's just one of those things. But see, we're also talking about people who lived back in times where that was violence was the normal thing. You know, we have peaceful people, of course. We have these philosophers and that kind of stuff. But I still feel like the story had a twist where they just kind of threw some things in here that were, you know, the wars, the armies, and that kind of stuff, because that fits the part. And also, they said Atlanteans were also part god and part human. You know, that was a string back there. It was like Hercules.
Wow.
And these other, yeah, there's like these other things and that kind of stuff. You know, I sit here and look at the situation going, take it down a little bit. Okay? Because back then, the cultures were the gods. And I think that we had a show where I used to have these mornings where we used to talk about this stuff where was the Greek gods really angels or aliens? Or were they Atlanteans who had powers? So therefore, Atlantis didn't, you know, just because Atlantis itself was destroyed, we know for a fact that throughout history, there's always survivors. It doesn't matter what happens. There's always survivors because there's always people who are intuitive. And we're all talking about a civilization that was very intuitive, very, you know, on the spiritual life. And that kind of stuff. Every time I've done past life reading stuff, I always get visions of a very peaceful society, huge. So we have the main island in the Mediterranean, and then we have Japan, China, all these other places. These are outposts of Atlantis.
I mean, I think it's going to reemerge.
Well, you know, it has a certain situations. Edgar Casey said it emerged at the end of the 60s, and if you sit there and look at the end of the 60s. There was more done Atlantis, and so the idea of Atlantis emerging could be more on a fork thing where it's a day. But I say the same thing, because you have so many people who are focusing on Atlantis and that kind of thing, who believe in that kind of thing, who really do a lot of things. And plus, I've actually talked to a couple of people who have actually had past progressions and actually written books on the lives of Atlantis and that kind of stuff too. So when you ask those questions, I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm just saying, when you sit there and look at the situation of people, because I was sitting there on this too, and I just want to reacquaint this, because I thought it was so cool. I was watching a movie. It was a Disney movie, right? Called Atlantis, The Lost Empire. And it's got Michael Fox in it, kind of stuff. In that movie, they talk about energy system. Now, if you watch the movie. Yeah, if you watch that movie, you'll find out that what they've done is they've taken crystals and mass consciousness and taken the energy and harnessed it into a crystal as an energy source that was actually conscious itself. And as long as society's positive, then the energy source works for them. When they don't and they go the other way, it's against them. And it's not like the economy, doesn't it? But when I started watching that movie, now that's the closest thing I've seen so far, having an energy source. But the only thing I told people to do differently was, in the movie, they have vehicles they're running on this energy source. But they have a crystal.
Yeah.
They have a crystal as a key that you put into a hole and you turn it, and then you put a handle on a pad to make the machine go. I said, try this. Take your hand out. Take the hand away. Take the key away. And just think what you want to do. And then you got the idea what this energy source is all about.
So, what's the name of this movie?
There's a movie called Atlantis, The Lost Empire. It's actually a Disney movie.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
A Disney movie called Atlantis, The Last Empire. I'm going to have to see if I can't see that one. Sounds interesting.
It is, man. I was sitting here talking about some things in the movie. It kind of points out things too, where people think we're going to find Atlantis, going to be, you know, like, you know, kind of stuff. And we've already found. You know, if you sit and watch, if you sit and do the research, this kind of stuff, and everything's going with it, there have been so many seas and so many things that have been found. But like he's thinking, it's Atlantis. Now, I'm thinking that Atlantis was 1,000 years before Plato. Now, if you put that in the situation of a society and people, you know, have a society that we have a little. They used to sit there and talk about Atlantis, the lost continent, or is it lost city? And I said, see, the one thing about scientists kind of stuff, they're arrogant as hell. You know, they're always sitting there going, I found it. And then this other guy comes in, he says, I found it. No, I found it. And you're going, what if you're all right? Maybe we should start working together to figure out this whole puzzle, because there's many pieces to this puzzle. Not just one. It's not going to be a eureka moment, but we found it. There's a study that's been found in the Mediterranean that's taken over 10 years to uncover this city. This city is so huge. It is so, it's so advanced, too, the time. I mean, we've got streets. We got running water. We got in plumbing. They had all these techniques of with the smell and irrigation, water, and their houses were actually built further underground. They had certain ways of circulating water into their houses, also circulating air into their homes. So they're basically one and the same with nature, working together to create this great society. But also, they lived very nicely. And you also start to look at the situations of these cultures. You don't have upper, lower, and middle class. You just have people. And that's the thing I was saying. Yeah, we sit here looking about Atlantis and that kind of stuff. When we sit here and focus on Atlantis itself, of we call it the heyday. I was actually talking about my book, and she wrote this book. It's called Three. She does this part. She talks about. Oh, really? So we sit here looking at the whole thing. Kind of funny with all these civilizations. And okay, I'm sitting here thinking that if we have this great empire, Atlantis, the continent of Atlantis, and the Atlantis, it makes sense that you would have a continent huge, which is the Atlantic Ocean, then we have the main city. Then we have all these little outposts everywhere. But I actually did a couple past reading for some people that actually saw that was part of these outposts, these little settlements outside of Atlantis that were actually part of Atlantis. And if you do the history, Rome was like that. Rome had a lot of outposts and that kind of thing. So that was creepy. That was great, and that was wild itself. So we have all those things going. There's five and six of these things all over and over again. So, you know, it's one of those things of putting these together. I mean, I was just... It's one of those things that baffle me because I keep... Let's see here. Let's see. Let's see. No, like I said before, it was one of those things of looking at things and saying, put it all together and put it in one perspective of things where... Okay. Oh, my God, I'm going to get freaked here. All right. Okay.
Hello?
I'm lost. What time is it? It's 9:14. I'm here. Can you hear me?
My phone somehow got cut off, so I guess I got back on here.
Uh-huh. It will drive you crazy. Because I've had people pop in and you start talking to them going, okay, what if they actually heard what I just said? That'll drive that opponent. See, I'm sitting there listening to things. No, what I was saying before was the situation was that we have all the outposts and these little settlements and stuff, and I've actually done meetings for people where you see, if you actually look at my show page, I usually do on this show, you'll actually see a civilization under a blue aqua force field. And the reason I got the picture, because I was actually trying to find some pictures, because that's the vision I keep getting when I do these past life readings with people. Well, you're in the outpost near Iceland, you're in the post in the outpost near at the base of Florida, which is actually more into the Gulf of Mexico.
So when you do past life readings, what do? Go to the Akashic records?
I'm sorry. Say it one more time.
I said, when you do your past life readings, do you go to the Akashic records or something and see what they were, or it just comes to you?
No, I sit there and do readings for people in the process. When they start talking about past lives just come to me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I keep getting these things come to me all the time.
Well, you think I was?
Well, you know, it's one of those things, talking about people's past lives and stuff. Sometimes we had a guy I worked with, and it took us, we went through four past lives before we actually got the one he really needed to work with.
That's funny.
Yeah, so it was like, you know, you sit there and look at the whole thing. The first thing that came to my mind was, we're going down this hallway, and all we can see is doors with years on them. So that gives me an indication you got many, many, many past lives. So, if we go back...
You know what? It looks like someone in your chat room wants to ask you a question. I feel like your co-host tonight. It looks like someone wants to ask you a question.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Sorry. I'm trying to... Hold up. So... I was doing a past life reading for this woman. She was living in Canada at this time, and I got a past life where she was in. Iceland. She was in Iceland, and what they used to do is they used to leave their outpost to actually go to the mainland, actually check out this and that and the other. I mean. So, and then there was another one I worked with who actually had a past life in the one near Florida where they used to go to the Bahamas and stuff to get bananas and stuff.
Well, it'd be cool if you had someone who'd actually lived in Atlantis.
It would be nice, yeah. But I mean, I saw it was past lives. Yeah, but I'm just saying with the past life, I got this, but I also got the impression that some of these, that they still exist. And it's like the reason it's such a hard time finding these things and finding Atlantis. I thought that was kind of cool with this movie. Because the movie, they're on this expedition to go find Atlantis, and they think when they find Atlantis, all they're going to find is a bunch of ruins and that kind of stuff. And when they get there, they actually find people. So that was kind of different.
Okay. Yeah.
So when we said, you know, I'm just saying, I started seeing some movies and that kind of stuff. So I think these movies are actually closer to the person we like to sit and think about. Is it people, you know, using their imagination or creativity, or are they actually picking up past life memories and bringing them to the screen? Because a lot of these things, when I said, like when I saw The Passions of the Christ. When I saw that movie, what Jesus went through, that was like a eureka moment of actually being there.
Oh, that movie, I can't even watch it. It's like I'm an empath or something. I could feel everything, so I can't even watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I
sit there and told a friend. I said, you know, the person goes, I like that movie. I said, well, it wasn't as bad. I said, it was pretty intense. It wasn't as bad as the first time I saw it. And they're going, oh, you saw the movie before? I said, no, I actually saw the real thing. And they're like, oh, well, come on, we're talking about past lives here. You don't think someone was hanging around there? You think that century was off limits on?
Right.
So, you know, when you look at these things, I think some people need to start thinking more in three dimensions, 22 or 1. That it just... It's only one way and only one way the other way. When it can be a combination of a lot of things coming together to actually make the whole.
Hmm.
So,
I think that tonight has been interesting reading. I think it's pretty cool knowing how you do things, and I'm sure you might have a host full of callers, and I'm going to go ahead and let you go. And thank you so much. I'll call you back again.
That's true, sweetie. You got to hang off on it because, you know, nobody has called in.
Nobody's called in?
No, so we know what that means, don't we?
I get a free hour. That's what that means.
That's what it means. You get a free hour, so all I say is call me on my Skype number, which is actually, I have a Skype number. I don't have a Skype name. Number, huh? So it costs me, you know. But the number is basically 740.
Hold on, let me get a pen.
No problem.
Where are the people tonight?
I don't know.
The lines are all backed up. I've tried to call him before, couldn't get through. Okay, I'm ready.
Let's see,
740-601. Uh-huh. 9835. Okay, so when I do that, do I just go number 10 caller 1?
No, I just call a number. It's actually my private number. So you call it, and what we'll do is you call me tomorrow. And we'll set a time up what's good for both of us.
Okay.
I might be out tomorrow. I'm just saying right now. When I get done, I already had to sit or do some things before he actually came on the show because of migraine. So we like to take a little break after the show. I tried doing this before, but I wake up the next morning with massive migraine, so I started doing that. So it's one of those things of putting things together and doing it the next day. And tomorrow's,
yeah.
What is tomorrow, Wednesday?
Tomorrow Wednesday.
Tomorrow should be fine. And we can actually, if you want to, we can actually do it at noon if that's good for you. First Eastern time. I don't know where you're at. Where are you at?
I'm in South Carolina.
Oh, okay, cool. Then we're at the same time.
Yep, I'm in South Carolina.
How do you? You know, the one thing that baffled me the most is the idea of focusing on your life and the solutions that most people don't understand. The solution to your financial problems is usually linked with yourself, having more faith and trust, and caring about
more like
yourself.
Manifesting it, thinking positive, manifesting it.
That's true, but if you don't love yourself, then what you're trying to send out there could be the wrong energy, which is not love. Seriously, lots of people focus on that. They'll focus and say, okay, picture yourself in a gold dream of energy going out into the universe to basically to pull to your manifestations, right? But if your subconscious mind is saying, well, that's just crazy. And you're consistently working against you. And a lot of times with situations, the reason I start talking about working with chakras and auras and kind of balancing out the physical between the spiritual, which is your spirit and your physical body, because they're both on the same plane, because a lot of times when you're focused like, I need a guy, or I need a car, or I need money, what's happening is we have an imbalance between the physical and the spiritual, which means the physical is taken over, or some people call it the ego. We don't get rid of either one of them. What we try to do is balance them out so we work together.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you read Colette Baron Reed's book, The Map, you'll see that the ego, she kind of, she calls it, she uses her, that whole map, the book, The Map, it's all about metaphors. It's all metaphorical, and it, calls it ghost lands that you get stuck in, and the ego is a ghost, and I like it. I kind of like that.
Right. No. It's one of those things, you know. We were before when we talked about loving relationships, and I was like, wow, the angel. Because the ego is called the angel of loving relationships, and I think it's actually by the Gemini, which is the idea of duality. But see, duality is the thing that we look at ourselves as physical and spiritual. There's duality. You could definitely, you know, ever see a Gemini who's actually got balance is all in the twin spirit. But have the human and the spirit do, but otherwise the twin. And also, when you do have twins, you never notice that twins have two different personalities. They're identical. Yeah, they're identical.
But they are different.
You know, sometimes you look at situations trying to figure out how can you get through to people and say, okay, what do you want to do with your life? And most people say, I want to have success. Well, why are they always putting their success in someone else's hands?
Mm.
So I will put it more simple as I'm going to do. Are you going to start dictating your success or are you going to let the world do it for you? Every time
I think I'm going to do it myself.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, every time you sit here and say, okay, I'll give you an example. I've always done a lot of things with Atlanteans and that kind of stuff. Atlanteans believed the balance was between nature and themselves. They were part of nature. They were acting unnature or unnatural. Then they wasn't a part of nature anymore, and that's when things started focusing apart. So when they got back to the spirituality, which is basically focused on both, becoming in harmony with this plane, then they're able to manifest things will to the point where, you ever heard the term, you know, your parents will sit here and say, what do you expect me to do? Materialize it out of thin air? Do we ever think about where did these sayings come from? Could it be possible? That's exactly what we used to do, and somewhere along the line we lost track. Like with Adam and Eve, could it be that simple that in the garden, the idea of manifestation, because it says go out into the garden and be fruitful and multiply. Now, sometimes we can look at the situation and go, there's a lot of sex going on in the garden. But it could also mean the conceiving a manifestation. This makes you think, doesn't it, when you start to look at the situation, what we're trying to do is, because like Jesus' life, we had this before too, when we were talking about Jesus' life, he said to read that term, I'm trying to go into churches, and all they talk about is the man lived, he preached all the word, and then he died, and then he rose from the dead. Well, there's more to that story if you read it, because if you read the story from start to finish, it's like watching a manifestation happen. In the process of manifestation, we walk through a life a certain way, and then we get to a certain point where we want to change things. Then we start trying to manifest a different life, which in the process of manifesting a new life, we have to let go of the old to be reborn again. Ta-da! You know. And why can't we hear things like this in church? All we hear is the same stuff over and over. And we do have preachers talk about this, that, and the other. But the one thing that I don't like about preachers in some word is they're condemning one person at the same time they're building themselves up. I don't think God meant to knock somebody down in order for them to get back up. That's their problem. They're going to knock themselves down enough in the first place. They need somewhere to go to the motivation to pick themselves back off the freaking ground and start living their lives. And, you know, the idea of sitting and looking at people going, you shouldn't be thinking about yourself, because that's self-centeredness. And until we realize that there is a difference between self-centeredness and confidence. But some people would look at it, depending on where they're at and their lifetime or their path, they'll sit there and look at something, well, that person's egotistic and self-centered. When basically all it is, they're very confident with themselves. The person who's making the statement of judgmental, smack me, being judgmental, if you look at the person who's being judgmental, I guarantee you what they said out their own mouth, I'll bet you $1 million, you'll let their life say exactly what they described as a judgmental, because they're judging the people because of where they've come from. They're not judging that person for what they see. See what I'm saying? So when I sit here, I'm even going this direction, is the idea of realizing how can you make change in your life? It's just realizing where you're at and lifting yourself up higher, so therefore you can attract the life that you want. So I just want everybody to understand that. How are we going to do that? First of all, we have this thinking, and we're thinking now, because I've seen a lot of people who hit the lottery, become millionaires, and then the next year they're in debt, worse than they was before. And the reason is because they're still thinking on a poor man's mentality. They go out and bought some credit, they bought this, that, and the other people would hand them money left from, you know, because they didn't have any money in the first place, when they should have said, you never go in a grocery store when you're hungry. So what you should do is you should put the money in the bank and give your time to think about it. You know, you just got a great blessing pop in your lap. It's amazing if somebody walks up to you tomorrow and hands you $25,000. Some people have a tendency to go, you know something? I can accept your charity. But if they win the lottery, ooh, it to me. You know? Right? There's not much difference there. It's called a manifestation. You know, when you sit with the situation, love is love, and everything that works with the whole thing is just great. And just embrace it, and just go somewhere with it. Just let it go. You know, don't put age on it. Don't put, some people have a tendency to put jobs and all this kind of stuff that they put on it. When they should just put the person for what they are. This person is out to my lap, or this sum of money is out to my lap, or this business is coming to me, or this person is going to invest in my business, and all this stuff is coming to me. Why is it coming to you? Because you deserve it. If you're focusing on a relationship at that moment, someone crosses your path, or you're focusing on, for example, you're focusing on, I'm tired of being with the people I've been with because all you're doing is walking all over me, and I'm tired of dusting the footprints off. Okay? If you've made that statement and say, okay, what do you want? State, this is what I want. And then a person comes in your lap, and then you start questioning because where you've been, it makes you wonder. You're going to go, okay, I'm sitting on the side of the line going, okay, buddy, just walk over. Or it's a woman, you know, just look at the person and say, this person is giving you something unconditionally. So what it's saying to you is that you need at that moment to do the same. Just give it back and just see where it goes. Don't question it. Don't put any freaking expectations on it. Just at that moment in time is the only moment you need to think about ever. And just take it that way and get the way life was supposed to be anyway. You know, the expectations of every minute, every day. What's going to happen today? No. Or maybe you do know. Well, that might be even better because instead of questioning it, you should be embracing it and just saying, well, I know what I'm going to do. I need to get up and give her a hug and go. You know? Or there's a business that just dropped in my freaking lap. Or something keeps telling me that this situation right here, this thing I love to do, for some reason I keep getting all these thoughts and ideals on how to turn to a business. And when you start getting those things, that's actually called clairsentience. No, that's actually clear consciousness. What's called it's called thoughts and ideals that come to you are actually divine guidance. Clairsentience is when you keep feeling it and you keep sensing things. What they're saying is to trust those things because that's your guide talking. What should I go into? Why do you feel like I should go this way? Then go that way. I got pulled over to town by a guy, a cop, and said he walked up to me and something just told me. He said, let me ask the question. Just say yes. Do you know how fast you're going? Yeah. Do you know where you're going? Yes. And then the guy looked at me and said, okay. See, I took out the truth. Well, for some reason, he was expecting me to lie to him. So he didn't have to take it. So he just looked at me and said, you know something? Just slow down. And he walked away. I was losing it, man. So if someone sits there and looks at you and says, hey, do you want a relationship? Or do you want a business? Or you know, whatever it is. Just say yes. And then see what happens. Let's see who's in the chat room. Somebody in the chat said that they had a question. I'm sorry if I can get to it in a minute. Let's see. That angel. So we look at the situation, and I just want to sit here and look at it really quickly and say, hey, what is up to everybody in this kind of thing? We were talking Atlantis. Like I said before, my theory on Atlantis is the ideal that everybody I've heard anything on could actually be right. Okay, if the person who had a question, could you just IM me? I can see it real quick and I can answer the question for you. I'm really sorry about the situation. There's just certain things when I start talking, things start flowing. It's just the idea to get the message out there and tell everybody, hey, you know something? What do you want with your life? If the person's sitting there willing to give it to you, stop judging it because where you've been and start looking at the person as what they are and what could the possibilities happen. I guarantee if you sit there and look at somebody and feel so positive and so great and so warm about it and that person and everything else that goes along with it, you might be amazed because it just might be what you've actually been looking for and focusing on a manifest. It's now entered your life, so what are you going to do? You know, are you going to put the resistance up or are you going to put the resistance down? When I was there talking about Atlantis, it's the idea of Atlantis and saying, hey, we don't see any cell phones, televisions, or anything like that. When you start talking about telepathic and visual visualization, that kind of stuff, maybe you wouldn't need all those things. You're too busy in the process of giving a service to somebody else to focus on what they're doing and helping them with their life. And direction's always good, isn't it? I always thought it was. So therefore, check that out, huh? Come on, Merchant. I think we got it stuck here. Oops, there we go. Oops, there it is. Oops, there it is. We got lightning up here, guys. It's kind of creepy. We got some people on Octavia who want to see my daughter again. I don't think so. Let's see. I was kind of personal. So the situation, I go, yes. Let's see, let's go back to the switchboard. We have callers, guys, and we'd love to have some callers because I'd love to sit down and do a reading right now. And looking really forward to the whole thing. But like I said before, we get back to the situation about Atlantis and sit there, focus on one at a time and look at the situations for what they are, as in outposts, extensions of Atlantis. Rome had them. They had these outposts that were actually part of the Roman Empire. Was pretty big, too, as well. Almost like looking at the situation of Atlantis actually being 10 times, maybe 20 times bigger than it is. I mean, sorry, but Rome. But instead of talking about the situation of these Atlanteans who were half god and half man, when you look at the situation of essence, what is essence? A man has a soul, has a spirit. And the situation of really be classified as anything but spiritual. And the outside, basically something that could be considered just, you know, like I guess like a Mustang. I have different muffler, have a different fender for different life, you know. But it's still a Mustang. It's still a body. And we're inside of the whole thing. Does it really make a difference of where the parts came from, or is it just the ideal you're going forward and everything's going good? I mean, when I sit here and look at really. Okay, like I said before, I just went there and let's see. How do you spell it? Okay, what a gotcha. But you know, I just oh, my freaking arm, I swear. Sorry, guys, I'm distracted here. Shoulder's killing me. Anyway, we're sitting here looking at some situations here, and I was like going over some things, and it just keeps making more sense that we look at each of these posts as a separate thing. As people coming from Atlantis, coming out and starting these things, actually wanting to keep, maintain the Atlantean lifestyle, when we started getting these intersections, intersecting life forms that kept that came from other. That was weird. They came from other lifetimes. I'm sorry, other universes, celestial bodies, those kind of things. You know, I mean, people have actually looked at this situation. Oops. Let's see. So, if anybody has any comments on that, I'd love to hear it. Oh, I was sitting there looking at some of these freaking past life readings I've done, and it's kind of amazing how descriptive they are and how people have a tendency to intersect with the same people through lifetime after a lifetime. So, you know, it made perfect sense with me with a lot of people coming together. And certain, we have communities of spiritual healers and that kind of stuff. If it couldn't be the ideal of Atlantis itself, reincarnations, bringing that with them through lifetime to lifetime. I don't know what it is. My eyes are shut. So I was just interchanging some stuff myself, and you know, sometimes with situations, all you know, the idea we could look for certain research, but what I keep getting is other people's opinions. So the idea of tracing information and that kind of stuff is really one of those things you got to put your hand on to really make a difference. Since we could also manifest the opportunity to do so as well. There have some people with some radical ideals and that kind of stuff. You know, there's a lot of cultures out there that could be, there people are considering Atlantis and that kind of stuff. I think what's happening here is we have scientists that are coming to a point where they're getting tired of not being able to find it. So therefore, what they're doing is they're settling. And you know, something you can say what you want to. I've seen it 2 times. A lot of things I've done with work people, that kind of stuff, who are frustrated and tired, and they start settling for whatever comes across their path, saying, you know, this person is not as bad as the last one, but it's okay. And you know something, with that situation, I say, no, it's not okay, because the idea of settling and saying, oh, this guy's not as bad as the last one, he's still bad. That's the key. But, you know, the idea of manifesting exactly what you want. I think we need to go back to these lifetimes, especially Atlantis, and the idea of looking at situations and realizing that a lot of sayings that we use could be traced back that far to realizing that materializing things out of thin air, second guessing ourselves and that kind of stuff, that when we were in those days of living our lives, we didn't do that until things started coming apart. And then we started second-guessing ourselves, and the ones who didn't second-guess themselves were actually the Atlanteans who actually left and started things on their own. So there we have Outpost, and then we have after the main city of Atlantis was destroyed by a huge volcano, which in the situation when he said they're talking about typhoons, swamis, and this kind of stuff could basically be happening was what we got here is the main city of Atlantis, and then around the main city of Atlantis and Outposts around the Mediterranean on this massive continent that we're talking about, which actually could be the continent of Atlantis too as well, that they're all variations and all pieces of the puzzle that point to a great civilization that when the main island did explode at a massive volcano eruption, it also sent out waves, huge waves of water that actually hit these other outposts were actually part of Atlantis too. So therefore, when we walk out there and we hear other stories, we could also be getting those stories from people who also handed down their stories from their accounts of where they lived at in the process of being a part of the big civilization called Atlantis, Atlanteans, and that kind of stuff. And for some reason, I'm going to do some focusing on this too, because I feel like Atlantis and its situation of what it was really called and what their real names were of their civilization, I just feel like Atlantis is, you know, like a nickname. It's a cool nickname. But I'm just saying, you know, the idea of actually finding these people, maybe Lemuria, Lemurians. It was more of Lemurians, but the idea of evolving past what the Lemurians started out with, working with souls, advance further and further than what we actually perceive as the Atlanteans. It's actually the same civilization. It just got more huge, like Lemurian. We're working with souls and stuff. Then we finally come up with a new energy source. Then all of a sudden our technology shoots up 100, shoots out 100 years of it. Just keeps going more and more and more to where Atlantis was actually so far advanced it would outdo anything we have today. That actually some things we're actually getting to, they already had. And we're talking 11,000 years before Plato. So therefore, you start to go, what did they actually accomplish? What was their civilization really like? Because is it really something we could actually see? You know, maybe the ideal when we watch Star Trek can be simply that. You know, certain things that we're seeing there were the ideal thought and that kind of stuff of materializing things. But instead of using machinery and computers to do it, we could just basically use our imagination, our creativity, and our manifestational skills, and also our energy that we run through our bodies, and maybe some of these that we do have in our bodies that we're not really sure what they're for, would make sense of why we do have those things. So then, next thing you know, we tap back those gifts and those talents that we had before, and then we won't need any machine computers, that kind of stuff, to communicate and talk and manifest. So therefore, you know, a replicator is something we just do. I would like to have hot tea with a lemon twist, that kind of, we materialize it in our hands. Wouldn't that be kind of cool to get to that point one day where we do that? And it would be also surprising to find out that there are people who can do those kind of things. Also, the point with people who call sorcerers and wizards, when actually it's just the ideal of getting back to a natural gift and a natural talent that we used to have in the first place. That in the garden, when they were talking about manifestations, in the garden and be fruitful and multiply, is the idea of going out there and saying, okay, you know, I would like, and whatever it is, and it was simply simple of manifestation. So you can see that'd be an interesting thing in itself, wouldn't it be? So let's go in the chat room, see if anybody has any questions. Oh, I get it. Let's see, question. One thing to consider and say with the situation of asking questions, when we ask questions, it's good to answer questions, but when that question actually has a vision where it can actually take more than just typing in the whole thing, it's one of the things I hope I can actually talk about on the air and just say, hey, this is what's going on, this is what I feel with this situation. I do know what you're talking about, but it was just more variations in the situation of how many people were talking about. Now, there's a he in the equation, so therefore, let's all put it out. We can say anything we want to say, but, you know, I'm just going to go, I don't think so. You know? I don't know. Let's see. I'm sitting in the situation of trying to answer all these questions for you, but sometimes I come in. I don't understand the situation of the backlash. I really don't. I just look at the situations here. And go, okay, man. I'm having a great time. All right, let's take a look at some situations here. I was just, like, freaking out on one thing. I was sitting there trying to figure out what to do. In the process of trying to find more information out about Atlantis myself, maybe even get a haircut. I was sitting there looking at the situation of visuals. Guys, the visualizations of second guessing ourselves. When are we going to get past the point of actually second guessing ourselves, huh? That's what I'm talking about. So if anybody has any more questions, they want to call in and get, you know, we got 11 minutes. I'm pretty sure I can really do some questions there, but, you know, a lot of times when we can ask some questions in the chat room and that kind of stuff, but it's like saying, I don't know what I'm talking about. I need more input. And actually, I was looking at the situation and going back and forth and that kind of stuff. And I don't know. It's kind of crazy. I just want to sit here and go over this whole thing again. So give us a call in here at 646-721-9031. I'd love to talk to you guys. And anybody else has any kind of put a little spin on the idea of Atlantis and that kind of stuff, love to hear it. I really would. Just kind of shoot it out there and let's see what we can come up with. Huh? What do you say? I definitely want to do that. I just think Atlantis is a fascinating subject because how many people out there are actually looking for Atlantis. And I think we should actually be pulling our resources together to actually figure it out. And maybe the reason we're finding so many things that are out of place because it's just meant to be that way. Life in the fast lane, as some people like to call it, when it could be actually the right lane to get into, to zoom past everything else everybody keeps thinking about to actually get to the truth. So, like I said, I was focusing on the one. What was kind of funny, I saw the movie Atlantis, The Lost Empire, and I was sitting there going, they're focusing on Iceland and that kind of stuff and going through the process. And I'm sitting there going, you know, something about the whole thing resonates with me that actually there's a lot of truth to that. So therefore, we should have focusing on it. And in the process of focusing on it, saw a lot of things with Atlanteans living under the water, right there near Iceland. And then coming up and actually seeing them look at the idea of technology and having the same kind of outfits and jackets and that kind of stuff that we have today. You know, the jackets to keep from freezing our butts off. But then as I focused and started realizing that maybe some of these outposts have actually been around for a very long time, is because, first of all, I saw them trekking on this freaking land, and it was no ice or snow where Iceland is now. And seeing it as a main, just an island, but also with the grass and trees and that kind of stuff. Also, in that certain lifetime, I also saw the Atlanteans, and also seeing great mammoths, the elephants, the mammoths, mastodons, and that kind of stuff. So that was interesting in itself. Oh, by the way, guys, if you can hear some thunder and lightning in the background, we're having a big old storm here. So it's one of those things of bear with us and that kind of stuff, and we'll throw it out there for you. It'd be great. So if anybody wants to have a, like, a, I don't know, we got a couple of people in the chat room here. Throw me out a question, or if you like, I can shuffle the cards real quick and give you guys an angel card for the day, which will be good for you for tomorrow. So if you want to throw it out there, please do so. I'd love to hear it. And thank you guys, for everybody, for being here. Thank you for all the callers. Thank you for all your patience of getting this thing going on and back and forth and that kind of stuff. So, and all the people who have donated to the show, thank you very much. And I'd love to hear from each and every one of you guys again. And also, like I said, we're doing private readings too. So if you want to give me a call for a private reading, just give me a call at 740-601-9835. Or contact me through my webpage, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And definitely get back with you. People who call the show, we have a special for you. It's only $65 for a 60 to 90 minute session. For a 30 to 45 minute session, it's only $45. And for a 15 minute session, it's only $30. And if you'd like to get a one card 15 minute reading, that's only $15. So give us a call and be glad to make an appointment for you and that kind of stuff. And let's see, we got Uranian Campbell, I think is what it is. I'm going to shuffle the cards, okay? If you'd like to have a card for the day, just tell me when to stop shuffling. And I'm shuffling as we speak. I'm shuffling. Just tell me when to stop shuffling. Okay. Just tell me when to stop shuffling, and I will stop shuffling for you. Okay. Now I want you to do me a favor and tell me if I should cut the deck or leave it the way it is. Should I cut the deck? Okay, I stopped shuffling. I just need you to tell me if you want me to cut the deck or leave it the way it is. Gotcha. All right. We'll give you a couple cards. How's that? Your first card is nature. Nature is a card that talks about getting back to the nature of things. You know, I already cut it. I cut the deck, and now I'm pulling out a card for you. Think chat is slow. I know, man. I got it. So I got your first card here is nature. Okay, nature is a card that talks about getting back to the nature of life. That means the idea of living your life. And stop thinking so much and just get with things like you were talking about before. The thing that can chat, things are slow. So it's the idea of just living. So that's a good card. But it's also the idea of getting back to nature. But also, I get the impression, too, you should spend a lot more time outside, which I understand some people can say, okay, that's a great thing to say because most of us have been inside all winter and that kind of stuff. I'm just saying, even the situation of being in a situation where you can't go outside because you think it's too cold and that kind of stuff, it's the idea of going out for 5 or 10 minutes. You know, connecting with nature is so important. We'll also give you a second card. Second card, study. It says study the situation you're in right now, so therefore you can actually make some proper decisions to actually. And the one key I got here is a three-card thing here, okay? You got nature, study, and harmony. So the nature of harmony is the idea of studying the situation, but also when you realize what you need to do, don't hesitate. Do it right then. I mean, when you find these situations. Yes. Nature card is a cool card because it talks about hanging out in the woods. It talks about, I mean, with this card here, we get a lot of things with nature itself and the ideal of sitting by a tree or a brook and just looking at things and seeing how natural things flow. You know, animals, birds, trees, and that kind of stuff, they don't force anything. It happens at its own pace. So if we could all learn to do that, manifestations would happen, and they would also be more in detail to exactly what we're actually trying to manifest. Instead of having a little bit of worry and fear in there, kind of throwing it off and making it not exactly what we wanted, and realizing it could have been that way if we just could have let go of all that stuff in favor of what's really good for us. So I thought that was a good thing. So there you go. Nice, isn't it? That was nice too. That's, I gave you three cards instead of one. So carry that with you tomorrow. I guarantee you, for some reason, it should help you with everything that's going to be going on tomorrow. And I hope you liked that reading. That was good. I thought it was great. But you're welcome. I appreciate everybody being here, everybody in the chat, and everybody in the queue. And also the situation of everybody out there listening who's not in the chat or queue. Thank you all for being here and listening. Have a great night. And we're going to be here. We're going to be doing our little fantastic. May God bless your minute of the day. Give love where love is given. Please donate. Please give us a call at 740-601-9835. Or you can contact me through my email, which is actually psychic at journeyman at live.com. So y'all have a good night, and like I said, again, guys, thank you for being here, and it's always one of those things I just love sitting here working with each and every one of you guys, so therefore, have a good one. And I'm out of here.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I...
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.